Astros win a game in this series, 6-3. They snap a three-game losing streak. Big John came through huge today. The Astros scoring 4 in that 8.
How about it? A desperate needed win for the Houston Astros as they come back big with 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning. They win 6-3. Excuse me. Josh Hader did give up a home run in the 9th inning, but they win 6-3, avoid the sweep, and as they head to Anaheim, they get a W against the A's. Big, big game from John Singleton. 3 hits, 2 doubles, including the go-ahead game-winning single to score the run to break up the tie at 2. And then Jake Byers with a big hit, followed by Dubon with a big hit, and they broke that thing open. Exactly what the Houston Astros needed to get done. Man, I'll tell you, John said, y'all better play me at first base. Y'all better give me this first base. I'm a bat flip. Got him a triple yesterday. You better let me have this first base.
Yeah, he's swinging it well. There's no doubt about it. So today was a good day. I don't want to get too excited about it. I don't want to celebrate too hard. It is the A's. And, you know, we just get through it and get healthy.
We're frustrated with this series.
I'm just saying,
you had to get this one. You had to get this one. You'd be really pissed.
You all right over there? What got you?
I thought Ron was about to walk off the show or something. I saw Ron take his headphones off all aggressive and move them to the side. I was like, oh, my. What just occurred?
Thought somebody threw something.
Can nobody sneeze? Can't sneeze here real quick? Oh, man.
Bless you.
Excuse me. A little help. A little help here.
Hold on,
but,
Joe.
It's Ron, but that is the latest there as the Astros take care of business. They win 6-2. By the way, the injury report is officially out, Clint. Nico Collins shows up. He was limited in practice, but the injury designation is illness.
We don't
so,
like that.
You know, hopefully he is able to get through that and be good to go by Sunday. Damian Pierce was limited in practice with a hamstring issue. So he shows up there. We told you about Dalton Schultz and MJ Stewart, who did not practice for the second consecutive day. But also Clint Juice Scruggs with a groin issue. He is limited in practice again today as well. So Nico Collins, Damian Pierce, Juice Scruggs show up on the injury report alongside MJ Stewart and Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, a handful of names you'd rather not hear today. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But they played a physical game last week, man. That brand of ball, you're going to have some guys on the injury.
Yeah, but it seems like those guys practice. They'll be all right, just limited here. And to be honest with you, you know, the running back situation with Damian Pierce, you know, if he can't go, you feel pretty good about Cam Akers if he has to step in because of what he did in the preseason.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one good thing about the depth at the running back position, wide receiver position, corner position, defensive end position. Now, you don't want to lose any of those guys, but you feel pretty good about the depth there. You know, the only – I think there's a couple of positions, linebacker, obviously, and tight ends probably the two positions that I think really stick out that you go, hey, man, if your starter gets injured there, you might have to change some things up, change the way you're doing things.
Yeah. So that's the latest injury report-wise, and I just got this also from Chicago, the injury report with the Bears. They're missing Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze for a second straight practice. Both of them didn't practice again today, so they could be out without two of their top three receivers. Their top weapons, DJ Moore, is the only one there, but he didn't go. Those two didn't practice today. They had some other guys that were limited, but they did not practice today. Those are the big names there, Clint, as we talked about earlier. They didn't practice, so that is one to watch and makes things a lot easier for D'Amico and a lot tougher for Caleb Williams if he is going without those two fellas.
You missing two of your top three. I mean, look, the Bears are one of those teams that's expected to have, at least when they're fully healthy, expected to have one of the better wide receiving cores in the building, just like the Texans in the NFL. So if you're missing, you catch the Bears when they're missing two of their top three wide receivers would be big.
Yeah. All right, so that's the latest injury-wise with the Texans and the Bears. All right.